Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. And it's time for our Eye on Hollywood. Each week we have Doug Danger, who is the entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, on the line with us from Santa Ana. Is Doug. And a good evening to you, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing really well, Phil. How are you doing?
Great. Tell me about the Leonardo DiCaprio thing. Let me just read what I have. Where'd the story go, Mike? Hold on for just a second, Doug.
I got it.
You have the story?
I got it right here. I can read it to you, Phil. It basically says, you want to send your VCR tape to tape Leonardo DiCaprio's interview with President Clinton. You'll need more than VCR Plus. The interview may not air on ABC at all. Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to interview President Clinton as a part of Earth Day, because today is the anniversary of Earth Day. Leonardo DiCaprio did interview him, but they don't know. ABC isn't sure whether or not they want to air this, and this is more of ABC's homophobia that's starting to rise to the surface. Before we get into it, Phil, as you know, I'm a gay man as well as a gay journalist, and I came out 2 years ago because I felt it was important for me to be honest in my writing and be honest in my career. And I think gay people do have an advantage over straight people, I guess, if you will. Not that it's gay versus straight, but I think we do have a little bit more honesty about certain things because we have lived, many of us, at least part of our lives as a lie. But ABC's homophobia, Phil, has risen to the top once again by not airing, or by possibly not airing, this Leonardo DiCaprio interview.
And how do you figure that ABC is homophobic because they won't put this on?
Well, because by not running the Leonardo DiCaprio interview of President Clinton, they're reaffirming the anti-gay stance that they began with Ellen, okay?
Yeah, but when you say that thank you for finally killing that music, Craig. I thought I was going to vomit liver bile. When you say that they're homophobic, that this is continuing a homophobic stance that they started with Ellen, what has that got to do with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Because in my opinion, you know, you're not gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. There's a certain gay, I guess you've heard it called gaydar.
Are you telling me that he's gay?
What I'm saying to you is my opinion, and I have to say that, otherwise I would get probably libel sued. It's my opinion that there is a gay rhythm to him. There's a gay frontier about his manner. This has nothing to do with the way he walks. This has nothing to do with the way he talks. But I think anybody in the entertainment business, I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about this.
Well, we have to talk about this because I'm not familiar with Leonardo DiCaprio's alleged, I'm not going to say it. I mean, if the guy's not, if he hasn't admitted to it, then why should we out him?
I'm not outing the man, Phil. I'm just saying it's my opinion that there's something going on there.
And why would you, I'll ask you the question again. You say that ABC is not airing an interview between him and President Clinton because they're homophobic.
I think that's been established.
Because they took Ellen off the air.
I think that's been established, yeah.
So therefore, Leonardo DiCaprio, in your opinion, is gay.
All right, here's Phil, I need to kind of bring you up to speed on some of this stuff. When Roseanne kissed, for instance, I'll give an example. When Roseanne kissed Sandra Bernhardt on television, that was the end of her show. Ellen, gone. Leonardo DiCaprio, gone. ABC, I think, has made some steps in the right direction.
But you're saying that Leonardo DiCaprio is...
Why are we even talking about this?
Because I don't think it's never been established. He has never said that he's gay. It's never been established that he's gay. And I think we may be doing an individual a disservice by attributing to him an orientation which is socially looked down upon, which is still a bit of a stigma, which is something that can affect negatively someone's professional as well as personal life if it were made public. And we don't even know if this is the case. I think you're making a...
Phil, hold on for a minute. I think there are certain things that you pick up on. I have seen, in my opinion, he's as gay as Ricky Martin, okay? In my opinion.
And there's another guy that we haven't established the homosexuality of, Ricky Martin. So
what are you saying? You're saying, in other words, you're saying that it's bad to be gay.
No, I'm not saying it's bad to be gay.
Then why are you making such a big deal out of the fact that it's my opinion that maybe he is? Let me tell you something.
It's not bad to be gay.
All right, because I would suggest you watch your homophobia, too.
And I'm not homophobic. I just think that you don't attribute these things, controversial orientation like that, to a guy unless it's...
Oh, controversial orientation. There are certain things, Phil, that you can pick up on from a guy like a Leonardo DiCaprio that gives you an indication, perhaps, of his orientation.
And like what?
I'm sorry?
Like what? What would you say? What have you picked up on?
Well, there's I don't know if you'd understand it.
Go ahead. Tell me. What have you picked up on from Leonardo DiCaprio?
The way he holds your gaze. You know, I had occasion to see him at a party. I saw him talking. He just kind of held the guy's gaze for a little bit longer. No words were spoken. That's a very gay thing when you hold another man's gaze. Okay?
So if a guy holds another man's gaze...
After they've done talking. For instance, who's across from you right now?
Craig Taylor, my engineer.
Okay. Say hello, Craig. And then after you say hello, Craig, keep looking at him.
Hello, Craig. He's laughing at...
Yeah, he's laughing because he knows you're coming on to him, okay? I mean, not really, but he knows that, you know, you're sort of exploring into some fag territory that you've never been into. And it,
wait a second, man.
Steven, you're laughing because you know it's true when you hold a man's gaze, okay? Another thing that I would say, and I know you're going to laugh at this one, but this is, if you look too long, you're giving out a gay modality.
If I stare too long, so I say, hi, Craig, how you doing? And I keep staring at him.
It's a gay rhythm.
It's a gay rhythm.
Yes, it is. Another thing. And again, Phil, I don't care whether the guy's gay or not. What I'm talking about is the American Broadcasting Company and their homophobia, which is legendary, and to not allow Leonardo to be on the air with this interview. And
because you feel that ABC is not letting him on the air because he's gay.
I think is a wrong thing. Another thing, as crazy as it sounds, his socks match his belt. And I picked up on that. No straight person's going to pick up on that. But when your socks match your belt, oh, man, I mean, let's dance. You know, someone introducing him as a friend of Dorothy's, these kind of things, I don't know whether that's happened or not, but always it is an indication. What I'm saying to you is that Leonardo DiCaprio, as good as an actor as he is, should be allowed to be on television, I think, to interview the president and to conduct this interview for Earth Day. And I think that ABC not putting it on is a homophobic move that I think they are going to live to regret. I think people are going to start boycotting ABC for their homophobia.
You're making a big, broad, sweeping statement about ABC being homophobic because they won't let Leonardo DiCaprio on the air with an interview of President Clinton. That does not in any way, shape, or form mean that they're homophobic because we don't know that Leonardo DiCaprio is necessarily gay, okay?
Well, then why are they not allowing it on the air, Phil?
Maybe it sucks. Maybe the job he did, that's what I'm hearing. That, you know, I'm hearing that the job that he did with the interview with President Clinton was so terrible that they're not going to...
You can disbelieve if you want to, Phil, but that's a young man who has sold millions of dollars worth of movie tickets, and you're going to try to tell me that he can't hold a TV special.
I mean...
Phil, that is guaranteed ratings. If they don't put him on the air, it is a stupid move. You know it. ABC knows it. So you're telling me that ABC's not homophobic. ABC... is not putting him on the air because he did a lousy job, even knowing that this guy can sell millions of dollars worth of movie tickets and that he could hold a TV special and probably give this thing a 50 share. But you're telling me it's because it stinks?
Well, then why would they hire him to do it in the first place if they didn't? Why would they hire him to do it in the first place if they thought he was gay?
Maybe they didn't know he was gay. What I'm saying is, by saying that this interview sucks, you're sounding just as homophobic as ABC. Okay.
I'm not homophobic. I'm asking you, why would they hire him in the first place if they were homophobic?
I don't think they knew.
They didn't know.
I do not think they knew. I think it came out during the course of the interview. I think it came out during the course of the interview with President Clinton. I think they probably had a security issue. I'm going to say this, Phil, and you can laugh all you want, but you know that President Clinton has had his fair share of bad press and has had some behavioral problems himself in the White House. Now, you put him alone with this very attractive young man, who is a very high-profile actor from Hollywood. This guy, Clinton, who apparently had a woman giving him oral sex in the Oval Office, now you're putting him alone there with an attractive blonde young man. The president has a very high sex drive, apparently, and something might have, I don't know, made them nervous.
So now you're telling me that Clinton was asking him for sexual favors, huh?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's something that might have made ABC nervous at the last minute, so they decided not to air it. But whatever it is, it smacks of homophobia to me, and I think it is a crying shame that we have not moved past that in our society. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't make any bones about that. Perhaps they could have sent me to do the interview, but I guess they wouldn't put it on the air because I'm out. I don't know whether Leonardo DiCaprio is out.
We shouldn't be saying this, man, because we don't even know that he's gay, all right? For you to say you don't know whether he's out just because his socks match his belt doesn't mean that the guy is gay necessarily, okay?
And well, you can make a joke out of it, but what I'm saying is there are certain rhythms that give away the gay man. Holding the gaze too long, scribbling something next to a urinal, somebody introduced him as a friend of Dorothy's. The boy can dress, Phil, and there is some...
What do you mean somebody introducing him as a friend of Dorothy's? Did that happen?
I don't know.
Did it happen? Did somebody introduce Leonardo DiCaprio at a party as a friend of Dorothy's?
I can't say publicly.
Well, you're basically saying that it did then.
No, I am not saying that.
Then you're saying that you don't know.
I don't want to comment.
Very unfair of you, Doug. I mean,
what, your homophobia is starting to come out now because you don't think that it's right for a person to be gay and on...
No, that you know that that's not true. We've had this conversation before. You're being stupid again. I'm simply saying you can't say that a guy's gay if you don't know that he's gay. And to say that a guy's got to be gay because his socks match his belt, I think...
I'm saying those are indications, all right?
All right, well, we have Doug Danger with us here from the Orange County Courier at 1-800-449-8686. Essentially, though, you're talking about what you think is the homophobia of ABC.
Absolutely, Phil. I think that network as a whole deals with gay people and gay themes and gay shows in a very unfair way. They have made some strides. I think hiring Bill Maher was a good move. I think, hiring Peter Jennings. But, no, you know, Bill Maher's on late at night.
And they've made some strides by what?
I think ABC's made some strides against homophobia by hiring Bill Maher or by Peter Jennings.
So now you're telling me Bill Maher's gay?
Okay, I don't know what you want me to do to you.
All right, hold on for just a second. They've made some strides against homophobia by hiring Bill Maher. Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is with us. If you didn't hear, Leonardo DiCaprio, the actor, the one that you're thinking of, conducted an Earth Day interview with President Clinton, which may not air. For some reason, ABC is not going to air this, and it is my information that they're not going to put it on the air because it was embarrassingly bad. Mr. Danger here thinks it's homophobia, even though we don't even know anything about Mr. DiCaprio's orientation. I thought I saw him with a young lady at a deal. He's a womanizer. Notorious. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our website, philhendryshow.com. On it, you'll find little facts and figures and things about the Phil Hendry Show. And you'll also find a link to buy the Best of the Phil Hendry Show 1999 CD. Communism is neat. It's only $23.50. That means $3.50 shipping and handling, $20 for my friend's place. We don't make any money on the CD. All of the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Los Angeles. So if you'd like to help out, buy the CD. Be a wonderful thing. We appreciate it. If not, that's okay, too. But just keep in mind, we don't make any money on the thing. We've got about $120,000 that we've raised so far this year from just before Christmas until now, $120,000. To be precise, $119,654.50 for my friend's place. We're talking with Doug Danger, a entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier. Leonardo DiCaprio was going to conduct an interview, Doug, with President Clinton about Earth Day.
That is correct, yeah.
ABC may not air it. My information is they may not air it because it's extremely bad. It's not very well done. He's not very good. And your opinion is they're homophobes.
I saw it. I thought it was very strong. I thought it was very good. I saw parts, drips, and drabs, and I didn't see the whole thing. Leonardo DiCaprio, you can't tell me, Phil, that a young guy that sells millions of dollars worth of film tickets can't pull a number. Don't tell me something so bad by Leonardo DiCaprio that you don't want to put that on the air. Everybody wants to see this young man. Everybody wants to see Leonardo DiCaprio. So don't tell me that this guy's work is so bad. ABC is a homophobic network that threw Ellen off. They threw off, what's her name, that fat, what's her name?
Roseanne.
Roseanne for Liplock and Sandra Bernhardt. And they think they're going to buy off the gay community just because they hired Barbara Walters. Forget it, okay?
Now we got Barbara Walters. What is she, an aging dyke?
In my opinion.
Oh, I see. So now they're buying off the gay community by hiring Barbara Walters, Peter Jennings, and who was it?
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Here's Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. And our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. Gainesville, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a short comment about the gay journalist. And I just
my name's Doug Danger, ma'am.
Hi, Doug Daniel.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I think that you are very insecure with your own sexuality, and one who looks for a scapegoat, as you did,
what?
Needs to reevaluate himself.
No, ma'am, I'm not insecure. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I tell everybody I'm a gay man
and
a gay journalist.
If you look for scapegoats as ABC,
scapegoat?
Looking for everybody to be homophobic,
won't
you
they
have
put,
a problem with yourself.
Why
that's
won't
all
they put,
I want to say.
Why don't they put Leonardo DiCaprio on the air?
I don't know. You're
I
making,
do.
You're
I have an answer, and you don't.
That's not necessarily true.
I have an answer, and you don't.
I have an answer.
Okay, what's the answer? Why won't they put Leonardo DiCaprio on?
I do not know the
then you don't have an answer.
I do not know the logistics of the interview. I don't know the logistics of his sexuality. But however,
ma'am, his
for
belt
you to,
matches
make,
his
to make an assumption of his sexuality, you have a problem, sir.
He holds the gaze of other men.
That's all I have to say. I just
okay.
wanted to say that.
Thank you very much,
thank
ma'am,
you.
For your call. Bernie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I have two things to say. Is number one is his theory does not hold water.
My theory doesn't hold water.
Yes, because how would ABC know and be homophobic? How would they know that this is a gay man unless they had somebody on staff that
they
was
might
gay?
They might just as well have had somebody on staff who pointed it out to them. Look at this guy is roaring.
If they're homophobic, they would never hire anybody on staff that's gay.
They're homophobic. You can't pick everybody out, but you can find out if your performers are gay, and you can find out. Those people on camera represent your network. And they are the front line, okay? You disagree with me? Well, I'll tell you what, man. You are just another woman who doesn't want to believe that her little precious Leonardo DiCaprio
is
walking around.
You know what? I have never seen a movie. I have never seen a movie that he has been in.
The fact of the matter is,
I have read interviews that he has done.
Trust me.
And my second point.
Trust me, this guy is wearing matching belts and socks.
Friend of Dorothy.
Okay.
Why wouldn't they put
that interview on? No, I want to answer my question. Why wouldn't they put that interview on the air then?
My opinion, after reading several interviews that he has done in like Time Magazine is the one I read, is that he is an unintelligent person. And his theories about the Earth are not true, and it's because
guy's a draw. The guy's going to pull a 50 share if you put him on TV. Nobody cares whether you're intelligent or not. Do you honestly think to ABC especially puts anything on the air having anything to do with intelligence? They care about advertisers and money.
If you disagree with me, then
you disagree that Leonardo DiCaprio is a draw. You disagree that he's going to get, he sells tickets.
You
ever heard of Titanic?
Did you ever hear of Titanic?
You hear of Titanic? I think it only made $1 billion.
But listen, number one, your theory doesn't hold water. And number two, I think that you're a sad representation for the gay community.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
No.
I'm gay.
Somebody who disagrees with you is homophobic. Why can't you agree to disagree rather than calling everybody who disagrees with you homophobic?
I didn't call everybody homophobic. I didn't call you homophobic. But Phil Henry, who, you know, I like Phil. He's a nice guy. You hate queers, don't you?
No, I do not.
How dare you
say that to me? How dare you? Know I've known you for 10 years.
Yeah, Joy's making queer
jokes. Would you be on his show?
You were laughing about that Johnny Carson crack about Don Rickles being queer, weren't you?
I thought it was funny the way he said it, man. I didn't think that there was anything. Oh, come on, Doug. You're an idiot. Don't say that.
All I'm saying is,
I would agree with idiot thing.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Who's that, me?
Yes, none of your theories hold water.
Excuse me.
All right, thank you, ma'am, for your call. Thanks for that belch, too, Doug. I really, really appreciate your class. the worst. That's the worst bumper music we've ever played. Is that from the porn music? Oh, really? Okay, then you're forgiven. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. And with us is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. We're talking about the controversial. Controversial is not even the word for it, Doug. It's a bad interview that Leonardo DiCaprio.
By the way, I like that music. That's, you know, I thought it was very peppy.
Very peppy. Okay.
What we're talking about here is that Leonardo DiCaprio, Phil, is a guy that sells tickets, and you can't seem to get around the fact.
Hold on for a minute. The guy did an interview with President Clinton that was for Earth Day, that apparently was horrible. Apparently, he's an idiot. That's what that last lady said. I don't know, but apparently the guy hasn't got 14 cents worth of brains. He's a talented actor, for what it's worth, but I guess he can't conduct an interview, and they didn't put it on the air. And
you're trying to tell me that that's why they're not putting it on the air. I'm getting more pissed off, and I'm more convinced of your homophobia. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
And I got it already.
Oh, okay. So excuse me, I shouldn't say anything about it.
I know that you're gay.
All right. And you're telling me that ABC would decide, well, let's not put him on because he didn't do a credible interview. This is the network, by the way, that hired Rick Schroeder, okay? And you're telling me they're not that they want to be credible with their interviews. This is the network that's got Cokie Roberts. What I'm saying to you is that...
You got a lot of class, man, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying to you is they know the guy sells tickets. They know the guy's a draw. They didn't put him on for some other reason. And I think the reason is, obviously, homophobia. Look at the guy. You tell me.
Leonardo DiCaprio, don't look gay to me, but maybe I just don't have that gaydar that you got.
Boy, buddy, I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, well, okay. Here's Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to comment, Mr. Danger. First of all, not everyone who wears matching socks and belt are gay. Second of all, could it be that this man, could it also be that perhaps Mr. DiCaprio is not a good journalist and that's why ABC is not airing it?
Mr. Henry, you cannot just assume
that someone is gay just because you are. You know what? I'm heterosexual, and he looks pretty heterosexual to me. I'm sorry, you cannot disclassify people like that by looking at them.
Well, heterosexual people are good at recognizing other heterosexuals. They're bad at recognizing homosexuals. Homosexuals, on the other hand, recognize both kinds of people. Now, I would say this in response to what you said to me about him being a bad journalist. This guy is one of the most popular movie stars in history. He just starred in the biggest grossing film of all time, Titanic. It made $1 billion worldwide. You're telling me that ABC is not going to put him on the air when that's a guaranteed 50 share. A 50 share.
I'm talking about the biggest interview since
Oprah Winfrey interviewed Michael Jackson was a huge, I think would surpass that, President Clinton and Leonardo DiCaprio. And you think they care about their journalistic standards? Come on, baby.
I'm sorry, but the little girls are not going to come running to primetime just because you put Leonardo DiCaprio on.
Well, they went and saw him in that movie with that Kate Winslet. And that ship sinking, which is about as stupid a story you could possibly imagine, but they made it work because they got Leonardo DiCaprio in there. I'm simply trying to say to you that...
By the way, you've called Kate Winslet a cow. You've called Barbara Walters an old dyke. You're really class.
Look, if straight men don't want to be confused as being gay, don't wear matching socks and belts. That's a gay thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'll remember that. From now on, I won't make my belt and my socks.
I said gay men.
Yeah, that's completely close-minded and narrow-minded.
Unless, of course, you're a gay man.
Excuse me, I'm a female. That would make that rather impossible.
If you got a husband or boyfriend, what you ought to do is just keep that guy in tow and don't let him wear those matching belts and socks.
I'm sorry, but that's just ignorant. You said,
it's not ignorant. It's not ignorant, ma'am. It happens to be gay.
You know what? I disagree. I actually happen to know a couple of gay men, and I'm sorry. They don't necessarily even match their socks and their belts.
And you notice that, huh? So, you look at their socks and belts, do you, dear? Is that what you're doing? You're checking out their socks and belts every time with your gay friends?
Oh, yes.
You want me to believe that? This is a boy who sold us on being a retard. He can pull off the role of being an interviewer, okay? Leonardo DiCaprio sold us on being a retard. Remember that, Phil?
What movie was that?
That Gilbert Grape deal. He was a retard in that.
What's up with you and the retard word and all of this stuff? What is wrong with you?
Are you homophobic?
Myself? No, I am not.
Are you, Henry?
No.
Then why can't I say retard?
What, are you against retards?
You just said it, too.
Oh, will you grow up? Just quit talking like you're on a playground someplace, okay?
Your homophobia, Mr. Henry, and the homophobia of this listener in Schenectady, New York, will not deter me from writing my column tomorrow about Leonardo DiCaprio being shut out of this deal because he's a friend of Dorothy's.
Well, you better, know what, that's fine. You write your column as long as you don't mind sounding ignorant to the rest of us who are educated.
If as long as you don't mind being sued. And you better put, like you said, you better say it's your opinion. Otherwise, Leonardo DiCaprio ain't going to like it, okay? Thank you for your call, ma'am.
Yes.
1-800-44...
What's he going to sue me for?
You can't just go around calling a guy gay, all right? It's just,
What? Oh, it's bad? Is that a bad thing, Phil? You going to sue me for slandering you because I called you gay? That's a legally protected status.
Just watch your ass is all I'm saying. If you'll pardon me putting it that way.
Watch my ass. Why don't you watch my ass?
Yeah. Here's Mobile, Alabama on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, I had a comment about what you said earlier about Bill Maher and Peter Jennings and Barbara Walters.
Right.
Those are all popular people. I can't believe it. Maybe I'm narrow-minded, but I can't believe that they would hire those people simply because they're gay. Some kind of a gay affirmative action campaign.
We don't know that they're gay anyway, sir. This
that's
is something that Mr.
Point.
Danger is saying,
they're,
okay?
They got hired because they're popular.
They got hired because they're talented, yeah. But it helps to hire them because they're talented and they're a little bit queer.
How can you now, possibly say that? I've never seen anybody, any man walking around with Bill Maher. I've never seen any man hugging up on Peter Jennings.
Bill Maher gets to Mobile, Alabama a lot, does he? I mean, all I'm saying to you, sir, is that...
Well, now, how come Bill Maher is gay? All of a sudden, why? Because his belt and his socks match?
Do you think that people watch his show because you think he's gay?
I don't think people watch Bill Maher because I think he's gay. I don't think people watch Bill Maher because he may possibly be gay. I think they watch because he's a funny guy.
That's exactly
but
right.
But I think he got hired to make up... I think he got hired to make up for the whole Ellen DeGeneres thing.
You don't know that he's gay and stop it. And the stuff
about...
What about Barbara Walters?
You were talking about also about...
What about that old dyke Barbara Walters? Now, she's a hell of a journalist, isn't she?
She's she is good.
Isn't she good?
She's great.
And she's butch. And
what
I'll tell you...
What does it matter?
Yeah, exactly. What does it matter?
You
not
talk
married.
About Leonardo DiCaprio being introduced as a friend of Dorothy.
Right.
Well, Lord knows, I've introduced half my friends that way.
Good boy.
You don't even know if it was some kind of a joke. If I were hanging out with Leonardo DiCaprio and I was introducing to my friends, I'd say, hey, man, this
hey,
is one...
Are you gay?
This one friend of Dorothy. No.
You're not gay?
No.
Because I was asking how it is
but
for a gay man
in
Mobile, Alabama.
But what would it matter if I was?
It would matter because if you were gay, I'd say it's a hell of a place to be, Mobile, Alabama, and be gay. But I'm saying...
Who cares? What difference does it make, man? I found out they got a couple of gay bars in Green Bay, Wisconsin. So what?
Point being, Phil, that they did hire Rick Schroeder. That made up for a little bit of it. And they.
Oh, now Rick Schroeder's gay, too.
Gay affirmative action. I
why don't you tell me? Why don't you tell me Dennis Franz is, too, and we'll really...
Might be. But I'm saying that...
Okay, anyway, sir,
they
thanks...
put that on the application?
Yeah, there, are you gay?
Yeah.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You guys know I'm gay, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You said it
all I'm
time.
Saying, all I'm saying to both of you is that as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have an eye out for this kind of thing. I do specialize in homophobia. I want to make sure that everybody's getting a fair shake in this society.
I agree that it's
And even if
nice
you say
you
fair shake, and I'm not talking about reaching over and grabbing your thing by fair shake, I mean give it.
I know what you mean.
I know it's important to you to try to find people in the media that are gay, and it probably helps you in some way. But
maybe it helps you
to the majority of
the majority of the population probably would be fine.
Are you kidding? You tell me that your 8-year-old daughter wouldn't commit suicide if she found out that Leonardo DiCaprio was gay?
My 8-year-old daughter is too young to know of such things. Thank you for your call, sir, and I'm not about to bring it up to her. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with me talking about Leonardo DiCaprio and the friends of Dorothy. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. Trying to cue a song we're going to go out with. You want to cue that up, Mike? Thanks. Doug Danger on the line with us from the Orange County Courier, and we're talking about Leonardo DiCaprio. We got a song you might like coming up, Doug.
Really? What is it?
I'm not going to tell you. Well, you can probably hear it. Can you hear that in cue? We go to Palm Beach Gardens on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, sir.
This is the first time I've heard your show, and just by accident I turned on the radio, and I've been listening to this gentleman for the last 10 minutes. Doug, what's his last name?
My name is Doug Danger, sir.
Oh, Doug. When was the last time I saw your byline in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the
Wall
Street
Journal? When's the last time I saw yours?
Or the Weekly World News.
When's the last time I saw yours?
All I can say to you, Doug, is you're a heterophobe. Because everybody gets on the phone with you.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Because everybody you get on the phone with, you accuse them of being a homophobe.
Because
all you are is a heterophobe.
No, I'm not. I don't hate heterosexual people.
Absolutely.
You don't see me firing anybody. I don't fire anybody who's a heterosexual, but ABC fires all these gay people.
You know what?
They won't let no gay guy get on like that Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm not saying he's gay, but come on.
You know what? Come on. First of all, who wants to see another interview with President Peckerwood?
Yeah, President Peckerwood. Maybe the girls want to see Leonardo DiCaprio. Hey, buddy, there's a reason why Titanic made $1 billion. I mean, that's
because
probably why you're down in Palm Beach.
And it wasn't because of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, really? What was it? Why?
It was because of all the hype and all of the special effects that went into it.
Oh, bull crap, man. You don't give a guy that kind of money unless you think he's going to be a draw. That's why you're down in Palm Beach Garden Plumbing or whatever you're doing down there.
Whether he was a draw or not, I just think you're a heterophobe. And you just fear anytime someone who's heterosexual disagrees with the homosexual in the lesbian population.
You must be dreaming, man. I never said anything like that.
They immediately are attacked as being homophobic.
No.
We all have opinions. See, we have an opinion.
Are you a homophobe?
No, I'm not.
Are
you
a homophobe? Well, then how come you're putting me down?
Actually, one of my salespeople is homosexual. You know what? He produces, and that's great.
He produces what?
Every time
what's he producing for you?
Money. Okay.
So you don't have
money. The whole thing is, every time someone disagrees with you, you call them homophobic. We all have opinions. See, I can't, as a heterosexual, I cannot have an opinion.
I respect your opinion, but I don't like the fact that you're a homophobe. I don't like the fact you're a homophobe, but I respect.
This guy isn't a homophobe.
Yes, he is. You are, aren't you? You hate queers. Why?
No.
Because
you know
I came out and said that Leonardo DiCaprio. What?
If I met you, I probably would not like you.
Then you're a homophobe.
Doug, I don't like you. You know why?
Why?
Because you're gay.
Oh, you know what?
No, I just hate one particular fag, you. All the rest are fine. However, I've got some nice gay music coming up for you.
Led Zeppelin?
Before you cut me off, I want to say something about...
Oh, God, I love this.
There you go.
You're not homophobic, Phil, by playing this music. Are you a bone tosser? as the sunrise. I'm there. Gay or not.